Klocek, House Bill 1149.
Mr. Chairman, I'm members of the committee. I'll be brief. This is a bill to be almost identical to Nebraska for high school diplomas for Korean and World War II veterans. We are inclusive in including it during the wartime for the Korean veterans. Many people are affected. Richard Havorka, who could not be with us, he's ill. He and his brothers, the Havorka brothers, would be included down in my district. We also have Don Young here from Herrick, South Dakota, and he is also going to testify. It's a good program. I believe most of the people have signed off on this, the different groups in the education field and the veterans groups as well. I've had no opposition that I can tell from any of those groups and people, and I would ask for your due support. It's a voluntary program. They go to the schools when they are deemed qualified, and they ask for these diplomas. They have a good ceremony. If any of you have seen the Madison Daily Leader, there was an article in there. There's been other diplomas in Rapid City Journal had an article. And what we're doing is simply expanding it to Korean and making it a regular diploma, as was the intent of the original bill several years ago. I would ask for your support and answer any questions.
Any further proponents? Yes, sir.
My name's Don Young. I'm a past department commander, and 2 years ago, I was in this room talking the same as I'm prepared to talk tonight. The first thing I ask all you people here was, let's lay our politics aside for just a little bit, because I don't think this is a political issue. I think it's a people's issue, and I think we need to address it that way. Today I met with the Veterans Council, and what they are all the veterans organizations in South Dakota, and they are willing to back me on this bill. I do know that the last time that I testified up here, that the education people felt that anyway, that's the feedback that I got, that these old boys didn't have the credits like they had to earn. And I guess my feeling on that is I'm sure that they wouldn't want to trade for the time that they spent in them foxholes over there for the credits that most of the education people's got. This is a bill that I feel it is no it's no cost to the state, and these old boys. I'm not eligible for this diploma, but the Korean veterans are probably all my age, and we're not looking for work. We're not going to hurt the job market. So I feel that it's kind of a no-brainer. I think that when I testified before, it was that I wanted the same thing, but all we got was an honorary, and I'd like to have a GED for them people. I did set in on some of the graduations down in Nebraska. And them old boys come up there with their chest out like a bee, knees, and they wore the flat hat, and the tears was running out of their eyes. And guys, I think it's kind of a thank you. And so, and I know that last year the governor put on quite a party for them World War II veterans, and that cost quite a few dollars. This won't cost anything. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further proponents? Seeing none. Any opponents to 1149? Seeing none. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none. Representative Monroe, questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for showing up. We certainly appreciate you, me being one person that's here, because I didn't put my time in the service, so I thought I better come here. And my dad was in the service, though. I don't know how to say. Are you folks open to the idea of adding Vietnam in the Gulf War? Or is that something I would do it at your discretion?
Mr. Chairman, if I could address that.
Whom do you want to address the question? Representative Monroe.
The gentleman sitting there. Hochek, turn around.
Them people are still out there where they can get a job, you know, if we... what you're saying is all military people should have that opportunity, and I don't believe that's correct. I'm just trying to thank them old World War II and Korean veterans. It's kind of a pat on the back.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions? Representative Smith.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I, too, appreciate you coming in today. I'm one of these young Vietnam veterans. So I'm still looking for a job. I haven't found the job yet that I really like. So maybe it's a little bit premature for that. But I appreciate you coming. I guess my only thought as I look at this is maybe we should add an amendment and have it include an appropriate ceremony at the high school. But I'll probably not add that. But I would think that might be in order to honor you guys. So.
They do that. You know, they let them graduate with 2002 graduates if this bill passes. So anyway, in my town. So.
Any other questions? Representative Davis. We're not open. We're committee questions at this time. I know you're excited and want to move on.
I am too.
But are there any other questions? Seeing none, committee action.
I move do pass.
Representative Davis moves do pass, second by Bartling. Any discussion on the do pass motion? Representative Heineman.
Just one quick comment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The governor did throw quite a party, and we were all really grateful to be there with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Representative Koistra.
Thank you. Brief comment. I have to say thank you also. I'm a member of the Big Three, the American Legion, the VFW, and the DAV. And I can see I was as a counselor and teacher 20 years ago, something like this came up, and we had a World War II vet. He won a diploma. He quit when he was a senior to go to war, and he was short some credits. And I refused to go with the diploma on that. And through the VFW, they worked at him. They showed where he went to school, artillery school. We gave him some math credits for him. We gave him some social credits also, and he got a regular diploma. So we're probably well ahead of our time then. But we do go with the ceremonies, and I think it's great.
Any further discussion? Representative Bartling.
Thank you. I would also like to say thank you to Don. He is from my hometown of Herrick, for coming up here and testifying on this bill and doing something that I feel that all South Dakotans will be very proud of, and that is to honor World War II veterans and Korean veterans for their service.
Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would have to echo everyone else and just say I think that all South Dakotans really appreciate everything that everyone did during World War II and Korea and Vietnam, and certainly would want to see this pass.
Further remarks? Seeing none, do pass motion on 1149. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will call the roll.
Bartling, aye. Pazolka,
aye.
Davis,
aye.
Elliott,
aye.
Darnus,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Priester,
aye.
McCauley,
aye.
McCoy, aye. Monroe,
aye.
Van Norman,
aye.
Aye.
Smith,
aye.
And
it carries. Aye. Motion carries. 15-0. Representative Smith. Moved by Smith, second by McCoy. Those in favor of the consent motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries, goes consent.